have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue, how to be honest while dating or really in a relationship. Man, that's hard. First of all, there's easy honest and then there's difficult honest. Easy honest is usually when we say how we feel or we explain a fact, you know, and there's a positive outcome. That's easy, right? In other words, you already know that the other person is hearing the easy honesty and that person is going to feel good or is going to feel neutral about what you have to say. Like there's no risk. This can look like maybe a girlfriend asking you how a swimsuit looks on her. Look, I'm already her. How does this look on me? Does my butt look big? Can you see my cellulite? And she looks beautiful. Like that's your fact in your head. She looks beautiful. And you burst out and you say, oh my God, you look gorgeous. That color looks so good on your skin tone. You look fabulous. Get it. That's easy because it's a positive outcome. She's happy. You're happy. Easy, honest. Easy, honest can also be when your husband or boyfriend may ask you, how much was that? Well, really, your boyfriend has no say, but if let's say it's your husband, you're combining your income. How much was that sequin dress that you bought, for example? And you got it on sale and you happily tell him, I got it on sale. I saved like $100. He feels good. You feel good. Easy, honest. But where honesty gets tricky is when you know that what you have to say just might hurt somebody's feelings. This especially comes up, I have found, in the world of dating. Recently, somebody I know who's been dating a lot told me about a guy that she went on a first date with. I love hearing her dating stories. And she met him initially at a bar or something like that, and they were chatting, you know, strangers, and he said he was new in town, and, you know, she's cute and friendly, and he seemed friendly, and he asked her if she wanted to grab a bite to eat sometime. They exchanged numbers, and my friend said yes, and so the other day, they go out, and they meet up for sushi. Cool. When the guy sits down, I think she got there first. The guy sits down, she immediately, right away, says she got some vibes. We all do. We get vibes when somebody gets in an elevator, we meet somebody for the first time somewhere else. We get an immediate energy around people. And her vibe was, he was definitely a nice guy, but there wasn't a spark within her. So they had dinner and they had a conversation and she's very bubbly. So, you know, I'm sure it was great. And he was very kind. And during the entire thing, my friend says that she still felt no passion, no interest, no tingle, no spark, whatever that thing is, you know, but she acknowledged that he was a very nice man. So in her head, she's thinking this. At the end of dinner, they wrap up, he pays the bill. And I mean, from my perception, I think he thought that they had a great time. And he asks her if she wants to go for, you know, an after dinner drink. And here's where the challenge comes in. She didn't want to. No. She says, old her, pleasing her, which is very common in women. And I know some men too, would have felt that she should say yes, even though she didn't want to, out of guilt. And this would be the classic leading him on kind of thing because you feel guilty. Instead, my friend kind of honored herself and what she wanted. I give her like a 50%. And what she wanted was not to get a drink with him to end the date. So she got up and said something good. She said she enjoyed dinner, which was true, but she had a really early day at work tomorrow and she couldn't have a drink with him. That part was true. She did have an early work day the next day, but she also didn't feel the spark, which she didn't tell him. And she knew he wasn't her guy, which she didn't tell him. She gave him a hug and left, tried to be really, you know, women are like that, very positive, very covered up with a big smile. And then my friend ran down the street to be with her girlfriend. Like she met her at, I don't know, some restaurant to tell her all about the date and she had a drink there. So later that night, the guy, the nice guy, texts her and asks and tells her, you know, what a great time they had, what a great connection they had, you know, from his perspective, and asked if they could get together again. So again, here is another opportunity to be honest, and it's hard honest. My friend is uncomfortable with the hard honest sometimes and says to the guy, oh, I'm very busy. I got this project and this coming up, blah, 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 blah. Excuse. All right. So what happened here? A couple of things. Number one, it is classic guilt and shame and saying how she really felt or being honest when she knew or she thinks she knew that what she had to say was going to hurt somebody's feelings. That's actually not honoring your feelings and not having healthy boundaries. A healthy boundary is saying no when you want to say no and yes when you want to say yes. Number two, it's the same thing with the guilt and shame. When we take responsibility for other people's feelings, as she did, or making up a story that somebody's feelings are going to be hurt or they're going to feel a certain way, as she did, you revert to not being transparent. It's like an excuse to make excuses or lie. So two things happened. She had guilt and shame in saying how she really felt. And number two, she had guilt and shame for saying how she really felt because she was taking responsibility for the other person's feelings or what she thought would be his feelings and made it her fault. So let's make up a lie. Let's not be transparent. So that's really what happens to a lot of us every single day. Sometimes, you know what happens? Sometimes the third thing we do, we feel guilt, we feel shame, we take responsibility for somebody's feelings, we make up a story, we're not transparent. And then sometimes, number three, you know what we do? Maybe you've done it yourself. We'll project on the other person. Oh, God, he was so annoying. Oh, I can't believe she invited me to that. Oh, I can't believe, he asked me how much that was. Because we feel so guilty and shameful with ourselves, we put on the other person when they haven't done anything. So I talked to some of my guy friends about this whole date thing we just discussed. And I took like a non-scientific poll about the situation, about, you know, hard honest, not being honest, making excuses. And they all said the same thing. They would prefer the other person be honest with them and not waste their time. They said they prefer something like this, because I said, well, what does that sound like? What does that look like? They said, it sounds like this. Hey, you know, I had a good time. You can't say an amazing time, because if you say, because my one friend said that, he's like, yeah, I told this guy I had an amazing time, and he was just really laying it on thick. And I was thinking the same thing before he even said it. And the other guy's like, well, if you had such an amazing time, why aren't we seeing each other again? Because he didn't have it. If you had an be honest. You know, the over the top, you're so fabulous, you're so wonderful, you know, people can see through that. Like, you know, because that's an excuse. So they said to say something like, hey, you know, to be truthful, I had a good time. Hopefully you did. If you didn't have a good time, you could say it was interesting, something truthful. I had a good time, but I'm just not feeling the connection here. Totally putting it on yourself. You're using I statements. You didn't say you, because when we say you, many times the other person feels attacked or rejected. They may still feel rejected, but if you say I and keep I statements about you, you know you're clean. So again, hey, I had a great time, but I'm just not feeling the connection here right now. It was great to meet you. It was nice to meet you, whatever the truth is. So that sounds really clear, right? And it sounds kind. It doesn't sound critical. You didn't say anything about the other person. And it may sound difficult to do because, right, some people listening may cringe. Oh, my God. Saying to somebody, I'm just not feeling the connection. Oh, my God. It's difficult. Only because we make up the story that the other person is going to be hurt and it must be our fault and we're a bad person. We should be ashamed. Now, let's do devil's advocate. If the shoe were on the other foot and it were you who felt the spark for somebody you met on a date or whatever, right? You're like, oh my God, we're going to get married. Or just like, oh my God, he's so hot or she's so cute or I'm digging her energy, whatever. You're into the other person. You're feeling it, whatever it is. Most of us would probably prefer honesty, no matter how hard it is for us to hear it or the other person to give it. Nobody wants to be led on at all. That's so annoying. That's worse than you suck. So this really shows up for me, this hard honesty, when I have to say I'm not going to an event or a party, and maybe it happens to you too. Hard honest is hard for a lot of us. But, you know, sometimes I just don't want to go somewhere because I'm tired. I need downtime. It might be a hassle to get there. I'm just not feeling it. It's about me. I don't want to go. And when most of us want to say no, don't want to go to something, we might be subconsciously or consciously worried about the potential judgment other people may have on us if we say no. So we make up a story, or we tell a little truth with a bunch of fluff, or we might call it a white lie. You know, oh, my kids are sick, or my husband won't let me, or I don't have anything to wear, or maybe I'll show up. Or my favorite is, I've done this so many times, I'll say, I'll try. I stop saying I'll try because somebody has done that to me, or a couple of it, and I'll try to be there. And I realize it's a cop out. It really means no, but I don't have the balls to tell you no for whatever reason that I'm going through. It's not true honesty. But if we're worried about people judging us, if we're worried about being judged by other people, remember this and never forget this. We're really judging ourselves because we just want to say no. Whenever we're worried about being judged by somebody else, and I've mentioned this before in this podcast, it's only because we're judging ourselves first. I know. It took me many years to get that. I'm not judging myself. I think I'm fabulous. If I took time and peeled the onion and got to my feelings, yeah, I'm judging myself. Because when I'm confident about something, I don't even think about other people judging me. And if they have a judgment, that's kind of their problem. Like, wow, what's their problem? Can't they see that I blah, blah, blah? So if we're worried about being judged by other people because we're saying no, we're just judging ourselves because we do want to say no. We feel bad about it. When we don't judge ourselves, we feel more free to say no. We have good boundaries. So when I want to bow out of something nowadays, I say, I love these lines, and they're true lines, but I'm so, maybe you guys are too shaky about saying no. I have to remember my script. What do I say again that's honest? So I'll say things like, it's just not going to work out. I'm not going to be able to go. That's great. You don't have to explain why it's not working out. It's not working out. You're just not going to go. So it's just not going to work out. Look at me. I'm already reverting back. Don't say, I don't think. Don't say, I think. We have to be clear. It's just not going to work out. I won't be able to go. Or it's not the right time for me. Or I really need to take care of myself. I'm going to stay home and chill. You guys are going to have a great time. Beautiful honesty. Beautiful honesty. No excuses, all truth, no guilt. Honesty also shows up when somebody asks your opinion. This is like, I used to think it was like, danger, somebody's asking my opinion. Because I can't stand unsolicited advice, unsolicited opinions, which I am so guilty of. I'm really becoming aware of it myself, doling it out. Unsolicited. I still do it, but I'm really getting better, and I hate it when it's done to me. So we're talking about when somebody asks your opinion straight out. And this happened to me recently. A friend asked me if I thought she was pushy. She was in a really vulnerable state. She was kind of tearing up, and a lot of things were going on in her life. And she said somebody asked her, no, excuse me. She said somebody accused her of being pushy. She's like, you think I'm pushy? And she felt defensive, and she was looking for validation and comfort and kindness, but honesty, right? Well, I want to look for honesty. And my friend is pushy. So I thought about it for a second. You know, when your eyes look to the left or right, shift. I read somewhere that means like you're either looking for something or you're thinking about being dishonest. And I was like, ooh, your eyeballs are shifting. I was like, okay, how am I going to answer this question honestly, but with kindness? I didn't want to hurt her feelings, but she asked me, and if I'm in her shoes and I'm asking, there's a part of me that really wants to hear the truth. And her feelings were hurt already. I already knew that. Her feelings were hurt already. I knew that. She was crying already. So what do I do? I was honest and I was kind. Those two go together like peanut butter and jelly. Honesty and kindness. Honesty and kindness. So I said, after I shifted my eyes, it looked left, right. What's the answer? I said, you know, I can see why somebody sees you as pushy. Yeah, you can be pushy, but I personally don't call it pushy. I call it caring, I told her. I said, when you encourage us friends to be our very best, I see it. It's because you care. I see you as a very loving and caring person. The question really is, I asked my friend, how do you see yourself? Screw this other person who called you pushy. That's like name calling. How do you see yourself? Ooh, I was so happy with my honesty and my kindness. And it was easy to be honest and kind. You know why? It was true. You don't have to make anything up when it's true. She is pushy, but she is very encouraging. And I like that about her. So this person who called her a name is triggered or doesn't like that about her, called her pushy. That person isn't for her. So my friend appreciated my honesty and she appreciated me seeing the good in her. And I think it showed she can trust me. She's safe with me. I will be honest with her. And that's all everybody wants. We want to be seen. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be around people who want to be around us. We want to be around people who are clear and safe. And we know we're going to hear the truth from them. So the takeaway is this. Honesty really is the best policy. Remember two things. Number one, being truthful about how we feel is a form of honoring ourselves. Being truthful about how we feel and what we want is honoring ourselves. It's a form of having healthy boundaries with life. Number two, being kind and seeing the good in others while being honest is actually honoring them. It's honoring others. Honesty with kindness. So the next time you're faced with the challenge of being hard honest, remember, make it about yourself. Use I statements. I had a great time. I'm just not feeling the connection. Whatever the statement is, you're only responsible for your feelings so you can remove the guilt. And coat that honesty with true kindness, not made up BS. Because when you come from love, everything is right. Thank you for listening. And I truly, honestly, had a great time with everybody out there. And I'm so grateful for all your ears. I had a great time. Even if you didn't have a great time with me, it's okay. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn. Mwah.